slippery pier and what its range used to be. I already do to determine which is wrong.
Graded a little bit, but it's not like significant. And there is a plan to replace the LMR 600. It's the transmission line. It's not the repeater. It's the transmission line. It needs to be replaced. And on windy days or when there's a temperature inversion where propagation isn't as good as it is on other days when propagation is fine, then, yeah, it is a little more noticeable than on days when propagation is good or the wind's not blowing.
Makes sense. I've noticed, you know, I'm down in the Great Court area, and when I first got on the air, everything was beautiful, and this was a great channel to talk on, and now it's degraded to the point where I can't even listen most of the time. It's just static.
To go up there, and they were waiting on warmer weather that wasn't raining, so we are getting close to the plan to go. They've already purchased the replacement transmission line, so it should happen sooner rather than later, but I can't speak for the guys that climb the tower. I don't climb the tower.
Understand that. I used to, but age catches up with you, and you just decide that's probably not the best thing. And I know at one point I heard that the antenna was kind of degraded, so I didn't know all the way around, just kind of trying to see where we were.
Multiple antennas, and that antenna, the one we're talking on now is fine. It's the one that was below it. The one we're talking on now is at the 450-foot mark. That other one, at 350-foot mark, came loose, and they had to strap it to the side of the tower. But it's not being used at the moment. When we first were up there, we had over and under antennas instead of a duplexer. And we no longer have over and under antennas, so we really don't need that because we plan on using it for something else.
Forever give up the tower space. And that's it's the YFF site, is it not?
And that tower, they had to recently beef it up. They put metal braces on it in a lot of places, and the engineer said it is at its max. No more antennas. If you got a spot or two spots, that's your spot. That's all you're going to get. You're not going to ever get any more. So we're okay with that.
100% sure what level I'm at, but I still have three antennas. I think two of them on 7/8, and one is on inch and 7/8, maybe. It was an 800 channel. But I want to say I still have those up and available if that's something that might help us. But those are pretty old feed lines as well.
And we had hardline, and it was 40 years old, right? So that's when we replaced it with LMR 600. And the Killam scripts weren't as good as they weren't as many as we needed. And the places that you bolt to the tower, you got to be really careful. You can't drill a hole in anything on that tower. No drills, all right? You can clamp something to a form. So they built more clamping fixtures to hold it and more Killam scripts to hold the feed line when the new one goes up. And then that old one that's up there will be perfectly fine for Paris Mountain because it's not such a long run. And so we're going to use the one that we're talking on now for Paris Mountain and use the new stuff with the more braces on Caesar's Head. But they had to get those braces machined, and they had to wait for good weather to put them up, the braces that the Killam scripts bolt to.
Completely understand that. Is that the main tower, or is that one of the ones off to the side on the same property?
None of the ones on the side go up 400 feet. This is a main tower, 450 feet for the top one, 350 feet for the one underneath of that. And then we got a couple of, you know, places for smaller ones, but we really don't use those either because one of them was for a digipeater, and there's a digipeater up there that's doing just fine. If he ever stops, then we'll probably put a digipeater up there, but right now he's doing, I don't know where his antenna is, but it's up there in that area, and it's doing just fine.
That sounds wonderful, and sounds like 100% on track with everything. I was wishing it was a little bit more clear on my end, because I don't mind getting on the radio, but when I can't really hear anything, because I had to stop just now to talk to you.
I'm frustrating on, especially, you know, when there's like changing of the seasons or high winds, or, you know, when you need it the most is when it's, you know, most difficult for it to get it out there. We do have a amplifier that's going to go in as well. I think right now we're between what our output power is and what our drop is over the 450 feet. We about break even on the effective radiated power with how much the repeater is putting out. It's basically even, right? Whereas when we turn that amplifier on, it'll boost it up quite a bit as well. That's the output, not the input, but the input, for the input, we're planning to go with a different repeater that's got better ears.
That sounds real good. Yeah, Preselector can help and hurt you.
Yeah, you want to keep your ears and your mouth about the same size. You don't want to make one big and the other one little. So you gotta do them both. You gotta bring them up at the same time.
Balance, all about balance. You are right, sir. Well, just as an FYI, during this fire that has been going on up there, I spoke directly to one of the engineers for YFF, and I had some crews to clear some of the areas around the fence up there to keep the fire from getting to it. And then after all of that was said and done, I also had that conversation, and I asked him if possible to get a contractor up there to clear 50 feet back or more on all sides of the fence so that we don't have to potentially look at this again.
They're usually very, very disciplined about that kind of stuff. My experience, you know, last 20 years I've been in the hobby, they are really, really good about that. And we are really, really fortunate to be able to, you know, pair up with them to get a high spot on the tower. Their backup power, they're very gracious to us to let us use that place on the tower. We're very appreciative of that.
Absolutely, absolutely. I used to have public safety equipment up there, and again, I left my antennas, and that was after discussing with the engineer in case, you know, something down the road came up, and he said, you know, that was perfectly fine. That's been well over a year and a half ago now. But yeah, definitely got to keep that relationship because you just never know, and this fire that came through was definitely an eye-opener.
For a lot of people, you're absolutely correct on that. For a whole lot, more people are aware of what amateur radio is now than before that storm.
Sir, you are correct. Again, I was on the public safety side of it. I was actually up there 8 straight days, took 24 off, and then went back for another 2 days, handling all public safety communications for that incident.
I read on Facebook that Matthew Littleton was up there doing the same thing. You run into him while you were up there?
We're working together. It's part of the South Carolina Commu for public safety. And yeah, Matthew and I are really good friends.
Okay, well, I read where he's really, I mean, it's a bad thing that you got to do it, but he's really enjoying the relationship that he's building with the people that that he's working with. And that's good. That's wonderful. Bad that it takes a storm like that to make that happen, but that's wonderful that it is happening.
Absolutely. He and I have actually been friends for a lot of years. And then, yeah, we spent my first 8 days, we were pretty much together every day and collaborated on a lot of stuff. And I bought some radios from him. And, yeah, just lots and lots going on.
But off to you guys for doing that good work. All of us down here in the valley appreciate it. And I am about to turn into the driveway and get some lunch. Good talking to you. And it sounds like it picked up a little bit as I got closer to home. You were a little bit scratchy in the beginning. That is another thing. There's a lot of static up there. That drive that's making the fires is also making a lot of static. And after you use the repeater for a little bit, usually it gets better within the first 15 minutes. Burns a little bit of that static off of it. And then when it sits idle for a long time, it builds back up again.
CKK. Yes, sir. I agree. Well, enjoy your day. I'm headed back to get my day going again. And good talking to you. 73.
Have a good day. KO4 CKK W4 DJW.